You're listening in to a recorded phone call that I made as I continue to conduct my fakeology research. It's unedited, unscripted, and may have a few nuggets of information you may find interesting. I always ask permission to record calls I make. Listen in to our weekly broadcast most Saturday nights at 9:11 p.m. at fakeologist.com. Now, on with the call.
Please hold while I try to locate the person you're calling.
Fakeologist.
Hi, Fakeologist. This is Eva. How are you?
I'm fine, Eva. Nice to hear your lovely voice again.
Well, good. Are you driving around?
I am. I was actually just watching a video of someone else driving around.
Oh, yeah?
When you call.
Do you hear me well on this line?
My Bluetooth cut out. Hold on. I'm using another app that seems to keep disconnecting the Bluetooth, so I might have to get another app.
Well, the reason I'm asking, because on this end, I'm speaking from a landline.
Yeah, well, that's good. I almost never talk to people on landlines anymore.
Well, can you hear me well? Because it didn't seem
You're great.
Last time I was using, the iPhone. So, anyway.
No, you're great. You sound good. How's things?
Things are fine. We made it back. We made it to Israel and back, and we lived to tell the tale.
Oh, wow. Israel's been quiet on the radar. I haven't heard much. Do tell.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, we were there for 3 weeks. We had to jump through quite a few hoops to get there and to get back, but we made it, and our mission was accomplished, which was to see our children and our grandchildren. So we were willing to jump through the hoops.
What were some of the hoops?
Well, first of all, for Delta Airlines, you needed one of these PCR tests, to show that you were negative, that you did not have it. But it had to be within 72 hours of your flight.
And you
were able to get these tests at places like Walgreens and CVS. These are just, I don't know if you're familiar with.
Yeah, I know Florida. I know the U.S. Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
You're local.
So anyway, you had to make an appointment, and there were no appointments anywhere to be had. So.
Oh God.
So I called my doctor, my PA, and she suggested that we try this one private place, which I had never heard of. And they were giving results within 24 hours, like same-day results, for $100 each.
Right. How much was Walgreens?
I don't even know, but it wasn't $100. I don't even
know.
I never got that far to even ask, but it was not $100. Anyway.
Well, my brother, I believe, paid $200 up here in Kanuckistan. For
really?
One of these stupid tests.
Really?
One of these fake tests. Yeah,
It was definitely cheap. It's definitely cheaper at Walgreens. But I never even got around to asking because there was no
promise
to be had. So anyway, we did that, and then we got onto the Delta flight from Gainesville to Jacksonville to JFK. Actually, we drove to Jacksonville. Jacksonville, JFK, and then JFK all the way to Tel Aviv. What?
Who'd you fly to Tel Aviv on? LL?
Delta.
Oh, okay.
I avoid flying El Al at all costs. But anyway, that's a separate story. So you get on the plane, and it's like the Gestapo is, you know, telling you to not. First of all, they lie. They tell you that wearing a mask is a federal law, which is a lie. Anyway,
right.
I was not, you know, I just wanted to get to Tel Aviv. And I had a mask that you could breathe through.
Okay. All right. Smart.
Yeah.
Did you get a fake mask, USA.com mask?
A fake what?
There's a website called FakeMaskUSA.com. They get pretty breathable masks, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I highly recommend it.
No, I didn't, but I got it from a friend who was making them. And then I had another one which had a little sign on it that said, useless placebo.
F-Fauci. Yeah, very good. F-Fauci.
Okay, anyway, because, you know, we don't wear masks at all here in Florida. So, but I knew that I would have to wear one, and that was okay. But here's the thing I want to I want to emphasize is that before they serve the first meal, it's a 12-hour flight, so they serve two meals. Before they serve the first meal, they are the Gestapo. They're walking up and down the aisles saying you have to put the mask on over your nose. But after you complete your meal and then they turn the lights off so people can sleep, nobody says anything. There's nobody. No one says anything, but when you go, when I was walking up and down the aisle, which I just do just to walk around a little bit, everybody is still wearing the mask, even though nobody's saying anything to them.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Mark of the Beast.
So anyway, what happened on the first flight is that the flight got canceled. We were on the tarmac for about an hour, and then they made an announcement, this plane isn't going anywhere. Everyone has to get off the plane. There was something wrong with the navigation system. So anyway, we ended up, they put us in a motel. We got to the motel 6 o'clock in the morning. And then we had to go back to the airport anyway. So it was not pleasant, but we got there. What else do you want to know?
And what was Israel like when you got off the plane?
What? Sorry? What did you say?
What was Israel like when you got off the plane?
What was Israel like? Well, we had...
Yeah, when you got off the plane, what did they do to you?
We had to take another test. We had to go into quarantine for a week, which was fine because we quarantined at my daughter's house. If you have a home where you have an extra bedroom and an extra bath, which she does, I mean, not that you know, obviously we didn't stay there in that room, but, you know, then they allow you to quarantine there.
Yeah.
So we had to take another PCR test when we got to the airport. And then she picked us up and we went to her house for a week. Also, if you want a green pass, you have to take another test at the airport to show that you have the antibodies, to show that you recovered from it, you know, which we did. But we didn't take the antibody test because I didn't think I needed a green pass, which I didn't. So we quarantined there at my daughter's house and had a great time with them and, you know, most of our time was spent with our children, which is, you know, and whoever wanted to see us from our friends, they came to see us.
Yeah.
At her house.
How did Israel know you had an extra bedroom and a bathroom?
We just told them that we did. And by the way, that whole week no one checked on us to see if we were there.
Right.
So I guess it's the honor system.
Imagine that. Hey, they actually trust the slaves. Well, there isn't enough, there aren't enough bodies to enforce all of this. It really relies on social pressure and social proof and social snitching and all that stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We saw that. And when we were there last summer, we had to quarantine for 2 weeks, and nobody checked on us.
Yeah. Well, maybe because it's the Delta variant and you took Delta Airlines, maybe they cancel each other out like in algebra.
Right, right. Anyway, so, but the thing
crazy.
Is, I do know people who were quarantining and they did get checked on, so. Anyway, who knows? We didn't want to get punished with an extra week of quarantining, see, so we just stayed there. And it was in my daughter's house, so I could be with her family,
yeah.
Which is why we were there, so.
Yeah, I got it. That's pretty cool.
And then the only time that anybody even asked for a green pass was when we were in Jerusalem and we tried to go into a couple of coffee shops and they wouldn't serve us without a green pass inside. So we just sat outside and had our coffee outside. So, but you know, the people there, I don't know, it's weird. My daughter and my son, their families are not being affected that much. My son and his wife are both teachers. They did not get the clot shot. But
right.
But they have to be tested every week.
Yeah. What kind of test is that? Up the nose or spit in a cup?
I don't know about them. The test that we got was in the mouth on both sides. And in the nose, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't up the nose the way people described it in the beginning. It was just. It was.
Yeah, maybe they dropped the up the nose thing.
Sorry, what did you say?
I said maybe they dropped the up the nose thing in some places.
Yeah, right, and spit in the cup and all that. Yeah, you're not that clear, so. But I. If I
oh, okay,
say,
sorry. Yeah, no problem. Fine. I'm mobile, so if we lose the call, it happens. But you can just call. But so far, so good. My this number was down for about a month because the whole system that I'm subscribed to was under attack.
Yeah, I remember that. You mentioned that before we left. We were gone for 3 weeks. And actually, I was surprised that when we returned here, because a lot of things can happen in 3 weeks, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
But not that much has changed. So I'm glad we, seems like we picked a good, relatively good time to go and get back.
Yeah, that's a killer flight, 12 hours. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And this when we came back, the other day, it was a regular plane. I don't know how many seats there are on there, maybe 300. There were 30 people on the plane.
Oh, right. That's amazing. What about going there? How full was it?
Going there was pretty much, I think it was full, if not almost full. But there were 30 people on the plane, so I got a whole row so I could just lay down and go to sleep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wonder how long that's going to last, flying around empty planes.
Well, I don't think it was a normal thing because I was talking to some of the stewardesses, and they said that it was unusual for it to be that empty. So I don't know what the deal was, but we were happy.
It could be anything.
Yeah, it was. It's not a regular thing where it's happening on a lot of flights, according to what the stewardess was telling me.
Yeah, according to what she gets to see.
Yeah, exactly. When I went to the back of the plane to get some food, some snacks, I didn't have my mask on, and she did, And I said, well, that's okay. And we were talking. She said, I said, you can take that off. You know, I don't mind. So she did. And she started spilling out all this stuff about what a joke it was and how the masks were so stupid and everything. So.
Yeah. Well, everyone on a different level knows there's a problem with the story, but most people don't put it all together like we do at psychologists.
Exactly. Well, exactly, because this woman herself had gotten 2 shots.
Wow.
Because of her job, that's what she said. So it's just weird. Everybody, like you say, everybody has different pieces of the puzzle. But, you know, I don't even want to talk to people about it anymore. Some of these people that we met with that were friends of ours for many years, you know, some of them got the shots, some of them didn't. One of the women who I thought was a really intelligent person still believes that Trump is president. She's into the QAnon. I mean, I was shocked. Yeah, I was totally shocked. I said, you got to be kidding me. You believe it? And you know about that X22 podcast?
No. What's
that
one? Oh,
you don't? Oh, X22. Well, this is the guy. I've listened to maybe 5 minutes of 2 different podcasts. He is one of these QAnon people that believes the plan is still rolling out. And
well, there's a plan, all right.
Yeah, right. But you know how they were saying, trust the plan, trust the plan. I mean, I was never into Q at all. And the one friend that I have here in Florida who is into the whole QAnon thing, that was the reason for me not to even listen to it or read it, because she's kind of...
You've got to switch him to psychologist.
Pardon me?
You got to switch him on to psychologist. Get that guy on our show.
Well, I don't want to have, I don't want to have anything to do with him. He is just, you know, people get hooked on him, and they're just... And this particular woman that I met with in Israel... The one here in Florida, I'm not surprised, but the one in Israel, I mean, I was really shocked. And she was all in. She had, you could see she was listening on a daily basis, getting everything from this guy. That Trump is, anyway, it's too stupid to even talk about. So, you know, I didn't try to argue with her. I just said, you know what? Time will tell. Time will tell. You know, if Trump takes over again.
Yeah. Well, maybe he'll get more vaccines and the more arms, because he is Operation Warp Speed. And he did invent the vaccine. He did invent it, you know, he developed it.
Well, that all happened under his watch, obviously.
I know. Well, he said he's responsible for getting it out so fast. You should be grateful.
Yes, yes. And he still is talking about it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think he's ever recovered from when he said that you should go get your injection. He said that at a rally, and he got booed. That may have been a turning point. I hope it was. Put a fork in the Trumpster. Put the Trumpster in the dumpster.
I don't know. I think the people who... are on the Trump train, very few are jumping off, no matter what he says. They're just, they just love him. They love him.
Yeah, but what a contrast to that bumbling dementia patient in there now. It's, the contrast couldn't be more clear.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this whole Biden thing is, I don't even know what to say. It is just so bizarre. I don't even think that's him. You know, I can't see that as being the actual Joe Biden. I don't know what that is or who that is. The whole thing, it's like another fake moon landing. It's so fake.
Yeah, it's all so fake. Yeah, I agree.
The inauguration? The inauguration? you know. I mean, that was just so bizarre.
It is. It really is. It's such a merging of fakery and so-called reality. It's really difficult. I call it a hybridization. I would even say augmented reality, because there's reality, but then they augment it with fakery. And they blend it in such a way that you really have a hard time sorting out what's real and what's augmented.
Yeah, exactly.
And they didn't even, and they even admitted that, it's not a great big admission, that they simulate the White House briefing room in a studio. I think they said it's across the street or somewhere around there.
Mm.
So they just admit that we have a better studio setup and
mm-hmm.
we make it look like the White House. And
mm-hmm.
like they admit all that, and they always have logical explanations for it.
Right. Right. Well, people don't care. Nobody cares about all
that.
No,
they don't.
They don't care. And, you know, in Israel, it's the same thing. It's just the way that people, some are all in to the mainstream, you know, narrative, and some, a few of them, you know, are actually awake. Same thing. There's no big difference. There's no
are you
difference.
Saying that people around the world are all the same?
I don't know if people are the same all around the world. But whatever is happening is affecting people in a very similar way.
Yes, yes, yes. I think people are the same all around the world. They just look different, do different things, but they still have the same behavioral and mental pathways that can be manipulated.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, it's more the culture is different, and just, I wouldn't say,
right.
maybe bottom line, they're the same. I mean, everyone just wants to live their lives. And, you know, leave me alone type of thing, except the people at the top, the creatures who are in charge of all this and who are doing all that's being done. I mean, obviously, these are not normal people. I don't know what they are.
I agree.
They're not normal
people.
They're psychopaths. They're psychopaths. They're probably, some of them, demon-possessed, literally. I don't believe they're even human, some of these people. I mean, I don't know what they are, but nobody can do what they're doing and be a normal person. I mean, even just the royals. I mean, look at them. They can't be normal people.
No.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. So really there was no... So this is a question we all have to start asking people we know. Do you know anyone that's vaccine injured at this time?
Are you asking me, or that's the question to ask?
Yeah, do you know anyone that knows someone who's vaccine injured or dead?
Well, the thing is, people might have received the shot, and then something detrimental might have happened to them after the shot, but they refuse to connect the two. Association is not necessarily causation. Is
right.
Know, so
yeah, the disconnect. The disconnect is huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
So I don't know. It's.
What about your so none of your immediate family have had the injection?
I don't know about my sister. I have an older sister. I haven't asked her point blank because I haven't spoken to her in a while. I think she probably did. But anyway, I mean, they get flu shots every year. So, and then they immediately get the flu after the flu shot.
Okay.
So I think they probably did.
Right.
But as far as my children, their spouses, the two little grandsons, none of them have gotten... They know it's bad, but I don't think they know, like the extent of what's going to be happening, you know. But they're just not taking it. And I think I told you last time we spoke that we never vaccinated them from the time they were born. So they're kind of used to it.
Oh, man, they're so lucky.
They're kind of used
to it. So lucky.
Yeah.
So lucky, your children. Man.
Yeah. And then their little ones, of course, they're both under 2 years old. They haven't been vaccinated. So.
Not even a vitamin K shot?
I don't know. I don't know about a vitamin K shot. I mean, I know they haven't taken them to those well visits, the doctor visits to
right.
get their vaccines. They just haven't done any of that. I don't know how long they can go on that way, but so they know.
Is that just because you didn't vaccinate them that they're doing that, or did they do their own research?
I think it's just because we didn't vaccinate them. I think they've done some research, and they have asked me to send them information at various times. So,
Wow. That's so progressive of you.
Well, it's just the way it worked out. To us, there was no option. We were not going to do it, and we didn't. I mean, even...
Yeah.
You know,
Did I ask you why you came to that conclusion?
You did. And as far as I can remember, although my husband was always into, ever since I've known him, very much into health food and all the natural kind of remedies. And he had a chiropractor friend who influenced him in that way and who told him how bad it was and all that, and he respected this man, and I think he was probably the biggest influence on us deciding to, you know, go ahead and just not do it. So, and we've never been sorry because we have two normal, healthy children.
Right, good.
They're both in their 30s.
No crooked smiles in your family, huh?
right. So, anyway.
Did you know
yes,
what I'm
I
referring
do.
To with
yes,
that
I
comment?
Do.
Uh-huh. Okay, I couldn't remember. I'm sorry because I've talked to quite a few people. So I have a hard time tracking what I say to different people, though.
That's okay. Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do know what you're referring to. It's an interesting theory.
Because I think it's been Has it been 3 weeks that I've been looking into Forrest Moretti already? I can't remember, because did I talk to you about
you
him?
You didn't talk to me about him, but I think I saw it on FacoTube or something. You know, I don't know if you mentioned it at one time that we spoke. But it's on Faco too.
Oh, okay, yeah. You got it.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
Look, whatever the vaccines do, it's nothing good. Let's put it that way. There's nothing good happening from those shots. It's totally insane what people are doing. The number of poison shots that they're putting into their babies, it's nuts. It's, you know, I don't know what to tell you. It's very bizarre. But you know what? As parents, we all do the best we can with what we know and what we have at the time. That's all we do. I mean, I've made mistakes with my children. That happened to be a good decision, but I've made many mistakes with them. But I wasn't trying to do them harm. I was doing the best I could at the time. And that's what we all... We all do as parents.
Yeah.
So, And same thing with this situation, you know, with this shot that's being imposed upon us. I don't know. It's an interesting time to be alive, that's for sure.
It really is. It's so disruptive what's happening.
But so interesting.
Yeah, I guess life does get kind of boring. This spices it up tremendously.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how much can you talk about 9/11?
Yeah, exactly. That's a boring one now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If somebody hasn't investigated it at all, it might be interesting. But, I mean, people are over that. They're just over it. They don't even care. So this is a real-time situation. It's happening every day. So
it's
every day. Yeah. You just never know when you wake up what's gonna happen. Or what happened while you were asleep.
Yeah. I'd love to see the plan, wouldn't you? The time.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I would love to see it. It would probably be pretty overwhelming.
Well, you could make plans.
I don't know. As Bob Dylan once said, we don't need a weatherman to tell us which way the wind is blowing.
No.
So we...
Speaking of weather, I heard Fox News is starting a weather channel. Did you hear that?
Really?
That's what Adam said on the No Agenda show.
Uh-huh. So why is that in any way?
I guess the wind is always going to blow from the right on that weather channel.
Well, we don't have a TV, so I don't know too much about Fox News. Except that people think they're hearing, you know, the truth from them.
I know it's not. Were you able to access the website from Israel, or are we blocked?
No, you're not blocked. I did.
I don't know if I get too many hits from Israel. I have to look into that.
Yeah, well, there are a few Hebrew-speaking truthers there that are online, so they probably go to them. But,
Yeah.
But you're...
Does everyone in Israel...
You're accessed from there, definitely.
Okay, well, as long as you hit us from there, that's good. Good for the statistics.
Okay. Not many times. I was busy doing other things.
That's all right. Yeah, of course. Well, I'm glad that you hit us up. I was hoping you could call us from there and put your children on. It would have been a strange time of the day, but it would have been interesting.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think they would. They wouldn't be interested in that, in talking. No.
Yeah.
I don't think they would have done it. They're very low-key, both of them, which is really interesting because most Israelis are very outgoing and loud. So, but not my children there. Maybe it's the lack of being vaccinated that kept them sort of normal.
Yeah, they're not hyper and all.
No,
yeah. Their cranial nerves aren't shorting out all day long.
Yeah, anyway, so I'll let you go. I have to go on with my day here, but I told you I would
call
after I returned. And
do you mind if I put this on the website?
No. I don't know if there's anything majorly interesting that I had to say since everything is pretty much, as far as I experienced it, you know, pretty much normal. Pretty much the way it is here. And, you know, as far as the way people are looking at things and getting shots, not getting shots, you know, it's just a conglomeration.
Is there any massive striking going on? Is there any pushback? Are there protests in Israel?
Little. Very little. Also, I didn't watch the news there. I mean, my daughter has a TV, and she watches the news, but I just didn't watch it. But no, one thing right before we left, she did say they were already mentioning the fourth wave. You know, the Delta is the third wave. And there are already...
What's the fourth wave?
The fourth wave is something coming from England.
Oh,
that's
damn.
What they're saying. And by the way, they call it corona over there. And here it's COVID, right? There, they're still calling it corona.
Right, branding differences. That's interesting.
I thought it was.
But there's not a lot of pushback to the Green Pass, huh? People are rolling over for that.
I mean, there's a little, I would say people are annoyed because if they got two shots and a Green Pass, now they realize they have to get the booster if they want to keep the Green Pass. So people are annoyed about that. But big pushback, I didn't see it, if it's there. I didn't see it.
My evergreen question is, how many shots is it going to take for people to wake up? What number do they have to be at to say, hey, this is strange. This doesn't seem right. Never in humanity have we needed to be topped up like a car in gasoline.
Yeah. Well,
it's
a
crazy
question, but
people are going to be changing their oil in their veins more than their car. At what point will they question that?
Well, I know in Israel, people trust the government because whenever there's a war, they're trusting the government to keep them safe and the army. And so it's just a part of their culture that more or less everybody is trusting the government. I mean, they wouldn't lie to us. They wouldn't do anything detrimental. And they have a new prime minister there. And, you know, it's the new boss, same as the old boss. You know, it's nothing really different.
Yeah, I'm glad. Do you think Bibi is gone for good, or is he gonna make a
comeback? Are you kidding me? Bibi is like Kissinger or Obama. They're in deep, you know, with the powers that be. You know what I'm saying? I know you do. You know, he's
never gonna get rid of him, huh?
No, he's
He's like cancer.
He's one of the swamp creatures. You know, I mean, he's in with all the big guns. And the fact that he doesn't have the title anymore, I don't think makes that much difference. Oh,
it's probably more dangerous now.
Yes, I agree. Obama.
You don't know you don't know what he's up to because he's behind the scenes now.
Behind the scenes with the same people.
Yeah.
I mean, you still have Kissinger. He's still alive. He's still... It's amazing.
That's right. He's wreaking havoc. Him and his husband. I don't know who has the uglier husband, Schumer or Kissinger.
Oh, I know. You don't see the other person anymore, though. The one he's married to, supposedly.
I didn't even know it existed before Mr. E brought them to our attention.
Right, exactly. And now once you see it, you can't not see it.
Well, yeah. It's crazy.
The way they put together these different couples. It's amazing. Just bizarre couples they put together. Anyway.
Very bizarre.
I'm glad we agree. We're living in the bizarro world.
How's Freddie doing? Is he okay?
He's fine. I think he's at the gym, actually. Too much sitting. He doesn't like sitting. He likes to keep moving and all these flights and You know, it's not just the flight. It's all everything around it that's really, it's so unpleasant. All the security you have to go through and just all this stuff, the tests you have to take. It's not just the 12-hour flight. That would be bad enough. It's everything around it. I used to fly a lot over the years, and I used to love it. It was so much fun, and it was so nice, and the stewardesses were so pretty. You wouldn't believe what they look like now.
Yeah, they're just injected, and they're stressed out.
Oh, my goodness.
They've made it miserable, haven't they?
Yeah. Yeah, but people are still flying. The airports are packed. Packed. Yeah. Every airport is just packed with people. And this one stewardess, who was the main stewardess on our flight coming home, we were talking to her. She had been flying for 43 years as a stewardess. And she said there's one lady flying for Delta who's 83 years old. And she's still pretty.
But she's still pretty.
Well, I didn't see her, but she just told me about her. No, I mean, they're not all pretty. That was my point. They're not all pretty. Anyway.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for calling. And people will be interested in hearing from Eva from Florida and her great adventure to Israel. And doesn't sound like too much drama occurred on the way. Just a lot of testing and really trying to make it miserable to fly, which is the goal. There's no doubt it's the goal.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, soon you're going to need the Vax pass, obviously. That would be enough to take the test.
The life path.
Yeah. Okay, Ab, well, you have a good day.
Thank you so much for calling, and maybe call in with Fred one night at 8:30 if you want.
Okay. We'll do that.
We're live at 8:30. I know you tune in sometimes at 8:30.
Yes, I'm very aware of that. Yes. The last one I listened to was with Marcus.
Yeah, well, everyone loves Marcus.
Yeah, well, not everyone, but I guess a lot of people do.
I'm being sort of sarcastic and truthful, actually. He evokes a immune response from the listenership, which is, of course, the purpose of the injections. They are to invoke a response.
Right.
Because either way, people tune in because they can't wait to hear what he has to say, or they can't wait to not hear what he has to say, but they still tune in.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't he's definitely an opinionated person. But you know, he just throws out his opinion, whatever topic it is that you're talking about. But you are just so much more, how can I say, you're just so easygoing, and I don't think I've ever heard you get your feathers ruffled, or, you know, you just, okay, well, that's all right, if that's what you think, you know. and I love, yeah. I like that.
I should yell more, shouldn't I? I should get angrier.
No. We have enough people getting angry, Ab.
By the way,
one other question, and then I'm going to go. What happened to Faye? I used to like her.
I love Faye. I don't know. She's pretty quiet, I agree. I can't remember. I think she became a grandmother. I think that might have changed her timeline or her time allocated to this kind of research.
Right.
I think she's involved with her grandchild.
Change in priorities. That makes sense.
Yes. Because she was really going to be doing more 9/11 posting on the forum. That's what she told me. I actually was trying to make the forum work better for her, technically. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if she got to do that. But, we had some good shows with her back in the day.
Yeah,
but she's certainly welcome to come back. We had, make sure you tune into the audio chat archives. We did a pretty good show with John LeBond's crew. I went over to his server, did some cross-pollination, and I ended up getting about five of them to come to our Fakeologist server, and they were chatting up a storm on Sunday, yesterday. You might find it interesting. Great to hear.
Interesting guy also.
He is very interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like interesting people as many, and I had my daughter on last night. I told her to come on for 5 minutes at the beginning, just give me the youthful rundown. And she usually says she's got nothing to talk about and she really doesn't have any material and what would she say? And I said, just come on. And she stole the whole show for an hour last night. I couldn't keep her.
Oh, wonderful. How old is she?
She's 22. Nice.
Okay. Okay, I'll have to listen to that. I'm sure she had some good insights with you as a father.
Yeah, stuff I don't really want to hear probably, but...
the truth hurts, I know.
I know. It's hard for the children. I feel so bad for them. I know.
They have no idea even how bad this whole thing is. I don't think they can go there. They can't go there in their minds.
Well, they don't even want to know because they just want to do stuff as young people, and they think I'm really noticing there's quite a resentment or even a hatred for boomers. It's quite interesting. Now, I don't consider myself a boomer, but
I am.
I see a lot of anger, and I can see why. Now, luckily, obviously, youthful people, they usually don't like their parents' generation. They like their parents because they're parents, but they don't like the generation. But there really is a pretty good hate on for boomers. I know Vox Day, I think you know Vox Day. He always story almost once a day about the absolute disdain he has for boomers. He hates boomers too. I think he's my age.
Uh-huh.
It's just that I guess they just blame boomers for putting us in this position, which may or may not be fair. But God knows who's... I think we have the woke generation taking over corporations now. And they're probably worse than boomers were. Mm. Yeah.
Well, look, I'm a boomer. I just grew up in the environment that was there at the time. And I think we would both agree... Everyone is an individual, you know, whether you're black or white or young or old or, you know, I mean, it's immature, I think, to put people in a big category like that and say, oh, I hate all the boomers. It's immature.
It is. Yeah. It's simplistic. It's foolish. It's not fair. But we all get categorized in one way or the other throughout our lives.
True.
And I think it's the end of individuality anyway. That's really what we're hearing. That's the message I'm getting for your worries, your concerns as an individual are subverting the group, so you just have to shut up and be in the group and do as you're told for the great of the group.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even care what your individual opinion is.
True.
Another great post. Make sure you go to fakeologist.com/blog. There's a very smart blogger called The Band Hipster. And I just put his post up about how electronics technology has done what I've been saying. They've really flattened the management in between the rulers and the ruled by going direct to each really each individual, strangely enough, because we were just talking about the opposite, where they are telegraphing all their plans directly to you, and they don't even need banks, they don't even need politicians, they're just telling you directly through your phone or your computer what to do. And I thought that's the function of technology. It's really interesting.
That's a really good point, yeah.
Read his post. He says it way better than me.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, I've thought about this for a while, and he's really written it down, mostly the way I think about it. So it's good to get a little confirmation about my theory that it really has nothing to do with countries or groups. It really has to do with the elite ruling people directly, and the groups that are really getting in their way or are in their way to the Great Reset are traditional churches. Any organization that values motherhood, and that really is mainly churches, so they're going to target churches to destroy them like the communists and the Bolsheviks did.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's really...
They've already done a pretty good job with some of these mega churches and televangelists. It's almost like a caricature of the true faith of the Bible. That's how I look at it. But yeah, they still have a long way to go.
Yeah, maybe the deep state funds these televangelists to make them...
Of course they do. Of course they do.
I never thought of that. Oh, you saw? Oh, okay. So they make a mockery of... And make it a big business and make it look...
Are you kidding? It's an empire. It's of course it's a business. But you know what? I don't feel sorry for these people because they're falling for it. You know, like sending in money to these people and sitting in their churches, their so-called churches. You know, it's not a good thing. But yeah, I mean, I've seen that for a long time. These people are getting money. They're getting money. It's all about the money, you know. Either threat or payoffs.
Well, even the Jehovah's, you know, they've always had to pay everyone, I think, has to pay a big tithe to their church. I'm not religious, but I don't know about Jews and synagogues, but don't you have to pay a big chunk of your net worth every year?
This is a whole topic. I don't believe, if you read the Bible, I don't want this to turn into a Bible study.
No.
But I'm just going to throw out the fact that if you read the Bible, you will see that the tithe is totally irrelevant for today. The tithe was for a certain people at a certain time for a certain purpose. And it's not relevant today because that purpose, it doesn't exist anymore. In other words, in the Old Testament, they had to pay, the Jews had to pay a tithe to the priests in the temple who were serving in the temple. And there's no more priests today. There's no more temple. There is no more tithe today. And the pastors who are threatening their people that if you don't pay your 10% tithe, you know, bad things are going to happen to you. It's all lies. But that's like I said, that's kind of a separate topic. And if you're going to go by the Old Testament tithe, the tithe was 30%, not 10%, if you actually want to look at it. If you want to give 10% of your income to your church, go for it. It's fine. You can use that as a guide, but don't tell me that there's a tithe that is put upon me today that I have to pay 10% to my church. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I'm out of it, but yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, well, I'm too cheap to join a church if that's the case. I want to keep my money.
No, but what I'm saying is you don't have to pay a tithe. In the New Testament, it talks about, you know, freely you've received, freely give. You can give or not give. That's the whole point.
the social proof, the social pressure. I'm sure the elders all pay the most so they can run the place, like any other organization.
Exactly.
Probably a lot of pressure.
Exactly. Not in every church. Not in every church, but in many. In many. So, on that note, Ab, I'll say goodbye and for now.
All right. Peace out. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.